Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance. Helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection. Obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here with another classic episode for you. In this one, we look into a curious question about our hominid cousins, the Neanderthals. Could they laugh?
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. For millennia, humans and Neanderthals, or Neanderthals if you prefer, coexisted in Europe and Eurasia. You've probably heard about it because apparently they all had sex and now you might have around 2% Neanderthal DNA in your genome. It's a whole thing. So, we know there might have been some Neanderthal slash modern human romance, but did they have any laughs together? Well, that mostly depends on whether Neanderthals could laugh. It's a tricky question, though, because what would Neanderthals have laughed at? We modern humans laugh at all sorts of things. Depending on who you are, it's equally possible to guffaw at kittens playing as it is to giggle over a pun about chemical engineering, if that's what you're into. We know even less about Neanderthal theory of mind than we do about our own. But there's evidence that the idea that they were intellectually inferior to modern humans is bogus. And though we don't rightly know what would have tickled them, research on the evolution of laughter supports the idea that Neanderthals were most likely heir to a glorious legacy of chuckles. That's because other great apes laugh. In fact, laughter in our phylogenetic corner of the world is estimated to have evolved between 10 and 16 million years ago. It most likely evolved from the labored breathing that happens when you're playing or being tickled. Spontaneous laughter is something we all do within the first couple months of life, even in babies born deaf or blind. The main goal of laughter seems to be to create and maintain social bonds. We know Neanderthals lived in small family groups, so although they might not have needed to have the social smarts to yuck it up at a comedy club, given their lifestyle, laughter probably would have been beneficial to them, just as it is to us or a chimpanzee. But a lot goes into laughter, and the question of whether or not Neanderthals could laugh has two parts, the first having to do with the ability of the Neanderthal voice to produce the sound, and the second with whether or not they have the cognitive ability to find things funny. According to Dr. Philip Lieberman, professor emeritus in the Department of Cognitive, Linguistic, and Psychological Sciences at Brown College, Neanderthals definitely had all the vocal equipment required to laugh. Neanderthals had a vocal setup very similar to humans, a larynx or voice box supported by a delicate horseshoe-shaped bone called the hyoid. Lieberman explained, "The larynx produces acoustic energy that causes the vocal cords of the larynx to open and close, And the supralaryngeal vocal tract, the space between the lips and the larynx, changes shape with movement in the lips, tongue, and jaw to make a kind of malleable organ pipe that helps us make vowel and consonant sounds. We share all this vocal equipment with Neanderthals, so it stands to reason that their laugh would be similar to our own. The only difference of opinion among researchers here centers around whether the Neanderthal speaking voice was lower or higher than that of a modern human. So, with that settled, the next big question is whether Neanderthals had the ability to find things funny enough to laugh at them. According to Lieberman and some recent research, it's very likely. He said, "Epigenetic evidence now shows that Neanderthal brains could execute complex motor acts. This means that Neanderthals could talk and had language as long as their brains could control the complex gestures that human speech entails. They definitely could have laughed."
Today's episode is based on the article, "Yes, Neanderthals Could Laugh," on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Jesselyn Shields. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit tomboyx.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say "free this week" in your Xfinity voice remote.